The Dane Curse by Dashiell Hammett, narrated by Richard Ferrone. Part 1. The Danes. Chapter 1. Eight Diamonds. It was a diamond, all right, shining in the grass half a dozen feet from the blue brick walk. It was small, not more than a quarter of a carat in weight, and unmounted. I put it in my pocket and began searching the lawn as closely as I could without going at it on all fours. I had covered a couple of square yards of sod when the Leggett's front door opened. A woman came out on the broad stone top step and looked down at me with good-humored curiosity. She was a woman of about my age, 40, with darkish blonde hair, a pleasant plump face, and dimpled pink cheeks. She had on a lavender-flowered white house dress. I stopped poking at the grass and went up to her, asking, "Is Mr. Leggett in?" "Yes." Her voice was placid as her face. "You wish to see him?" I said I did. She smiled at me and at the lawn. "You're another detective, aren't you?" I admitted that. She took me up to a green, orange, and chocolate room on the second floor, put me in a brocaded chair, and went to call her husband from his laboratory. While I waited, I looked around the room, deciding that the dull orange rug under my feet was probably both genuinely oriental and genuinely ancient, that the walnut furniture hadn't been ground out by machinery, and that the Japanese pictures on the wall hadn't been selected by a prude. Edgar Leggett came in, saying, "I'm sorry I have kept you waiting, but I couldn't break off till now."